Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Beitzah Daf Chaf Amud Bet, about a third of the way down. Tanya Amru Lehem Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, continuing the discussion and the dispute between Beit Hillel Beit Shammai about bringing Olot on Yom Tov. Umabim Komesh Asur Lehejot Mutar Legavoa, in those places where we are not allowed to cook for ourselves or slaughter for ourselves like Shabbat. We're allowed to do it for Hashem, for Korbanot. We're allowed to. Certainly, we should do it for Hashem. Amru lehem Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai answered, "In Nedarim Davot Yochichu, we can disprove it from Nedarim Davot, which you Beit Hillel agree are not brought in Yom Tov. Shmutal lehadyot asur legavoa. You could slaughter animals for yourself, but not for korban." Amru lehem Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel's response was, "Mal Nedarim Davot shein kavu lehem zman. They don't have a set time. They can be brought any time. Remember, Olat Riyah shekavu lazman. Olat Riyah is a set time on Yom Tov." According to this, of course, the dispute is limited to Olat Riyah and not to other korbanot. Amulam Beit Shammai, Avzu Ein Kavu Lazman. The Olat Riyah also doesn't have a set time. Didnan Mishnah Chagigah says, Mishlo Chag Biyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. If you don't bring the Chagigah or the Olat Riyah on the first day of the Chag, Chogeg Volech Kol Aregal Kulo. You've got all 7 days. Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, and on Sukkot you've got an 8th day. Amru lehem Beit Hillel, Avzu Kavu Lazman. It does have a set time. Didnan Avar Regel Velo Chag. At the end of that Mishnah, it says that if the whole regel passed and you didn't bring the korban, Eino Chayav Bachriyutan, you no longer have responsibility. And Al Zeh Ne'amar, Muvat Lo Yuchal Litkon. You can't fix it. It's lost opportunity. Amru lehem Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai's response is Valo Kvar Ne'amar Lachem, meaning the heter of Ochel Nefesh is Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem for you, Velo Legavoa, not for God. Amru lehem Beit Hillel, Valo Kvar Ne'amar Lachem. The chagotem oto chag l'Hashem, it's a chag to God, called l'Hashem, meaning anything for God. So then how would Beit Hillel explain the exclusionary word lachem? Lachem v'lo l'nochrim, lachem v'lo l'klavim. It means you don't prepare for non-Jews, you don't prepare for your animals. You don't slaughter or cook for those. He has the dispute in a slightly different version, but it's a critically different version. In a place where your pot or your stove is sealed, your master's stove is open, meaning Shabbat, when you're not allowed to cook, but you do cook the korban or slaughter the korban. When your pot stove is open on Yom Tov, certainly your master should be. And it also doesn't make sense that your table should be filled and your master's table should be empty. So, Michael Epalgi, what's the difference between these two versions? Marcel and Darim Davot Kravim B'Yom Tov. According to Abba Shaul, Beit Hillel's position is that you bring the Darim and Davot on Yom Tov. Marcelar and Kravim B'Yom Tov. The first version has Beit Hillel agreeing that you don't bring them on Yom Tov, and that was the back and forth. Amar Avuna L'Divreho and Darim Davot Ein Kravim B'Yom Tov. According to that first position, lo tem midoraita mechse chazu. Don't think that Darim Davot really could be brought midoraita. Rabbanan hu degazer behu, gzera shem yasher, and that the Rabbanan made a gzera, you can't bring it, but he has a gzera that you shouldn't delay them until then. Halafil midoraita na milochazu, really midoraita they're not brought. What's the proof? Shteh alechem mechuvat hayom ninhu. Shteh alechem is an obligation to bring on Shavuot. Veleikam nigzera shem yasher, there's no reason to say you can't prepare it on Yom Tov. Because you might delay, because you can only bring it on Yom Tov. Ve'eino docheh lo Shabbat ve'lo Yom Tov. But the preparation and the baking are not docheh Shabbat or Yom Tov, which is why it's baked on Erev Shavuot, and if Shavuot's on a Sunday, on Erev Shabbat, and it's 3 days old. Again, according to that first position, that Beit Hillel agrees that we don't bring Nedarim Tavot on Yom Tov. Avar v'shachat mai. What happens if you went ahead and did Shechita on a Korban, an Olat, So this would only work with Shlamim, that you go ahead and do Zrikat Adam in order to be able to eat the meat. He said, no, you do the Zrikat Adam, even if all you can do is to burn the Emurim that night. So my Benayhu, where would they disagree? If the Basar then became Tameh or became lost. The Rava lo zarek, because according to Rava, the only heter for doing zrikat adam when you weren't supposed to do this korban is in order to permit eating, you can't eat it. The Rava Ravuna zarek, because you still have the emurim that are going to be burnt up that night, and therefore that permits zrikat adam on the Yom Tov. Meitave challenge. Kivsei atzer tishchatan shlo lishman. If the two kvasim that are brought on Shavuot with the shtei alechem were shechted shlo lishman, or shishchatan belifnei zmano belachar zmano, they're shechted in the wrong time. Hadam is arek v'basar yochal. Do the zugat adam, eat the basar, v'mata Shabbat lo yizrok. But if it was Shabbat, then you can't do zugat adam because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of the korban. V'im zarak, but if it was, there was rika hurtza, then it's accepted. I'm not like the emurim layarav, then you can burn the emurim that night. Im zarak the avad, but it's only if you did zrika, which means you don't do zrikat adam if you went ahead and violated it with shchita. So bishkim al ravanecha, that works according to Rava, who says lachatchila you can only do it in order to be able to eat it. Rava avhuna kasha, so he has a difficulty. So the answer is kasha. It's possible to say shanishvut Shabbat mishvut Yom Tov. Perhaps there were more machmer in that case because it was a violation of shvut Shabbat as opposed to shvut Yom Tov, which is our case where perhaps there's room for leniency. Interesting story. This student was an elder, asked Rav Huna, you have an animal that is owned in partnership by a Jew and a non-Jew. Can the Jew shecht him on Yom Tov? Amar le mutar, he said, you're allowed to. Amar le v'chimah bein zelen dorbin devot, so why can't you bring a neder nevah, which is half to God and half to you? Because you're going to eat it, these are shlamim. Amar le uva parach, he said, oh, there's a bird flying away. In other words, he refused to answer and answer with some other distraction. Kinafik, so the student left, understanding he wasn't going to get an answer. Amar le rabba bereh, so Rav Huna's son said to him, lav hanu rav avya sav mishtabach le mar begaveh, isn't that the great student that you've been praising? The gav rabba, who is a great man? Why didn't you answer him properly? What should I do for him? He quoted Pasuk of Sharshim, essentially saying he was very tired and weary today from answering all the questions, and it was hard for him to concentrate and be able to answer properly. He's asking me something that needed a complex explanation, and I didn't have the strength for it. Now we ask, this is clearly not Rav Huna on the spot, but we ask, what is the reason for the distinction? What's the answer to his question? The answer is, why are you allowed to shecht an animal half owned by the Jew, half owned by the Goy on Yom Tov? You can't have a kazai basar without shchita. So therefore, you have to shecht the whole animal, even to eat the half that you're allowed to do as the Jew. Why can't you shecht in there? Because kohanim ki gazachu, and not only kohanim, but also we, the Baalim who get to eat our part, we're getting it from God, which means it all belongs to God. It's not a partnership. And we're shechting it, and then God gives us and allows us to eat it, which means that it's not part mine, part God's, and therefore it's not comparable. The same case. You're again allowed to shecht on Yom Tov. Same reasoning. But Isa, if you have dough, owned in partnership, you can't bake it on Yom Tov. Why? You could separate it when you made dough. And take the dough and then cut it in half and give him his half and you bake your half. So you're not baking for a non-Jew because lachem v'lo v'nochrim. Meiti rav chana bar chani lo. And the Mishnah in Chala says, Isat klavim, which is bread, dough, which has all sorts of other stuff mixed into it, and typically fed to dogs, but sometimes might be eaten by the outdoorsmen. If the shepherds will also eat from it, then chayev b'chala, you have to make chala, you have separate chala, marvimba, you can use it for neiru, mishtatvimba, you can use it for shituf mivuot, marchinala, you make a bracha on it, mizamninala, you say berkat amazon on it, nafet b'yom tov, you may cook it on yom tov, adam yisei b'day chuvato b'pezach, and you can use it for matzah. V'amai, why is that? V'ayef shalei l'miflega b'lisha, why don't you say, just divide it in half, and give half to the dogs, and you can bake your half. But if it's the sort of thing that's going to be eaten by the dogs, but also the shepherd may eat some of it, so why is the shepherd allowed to bake the whole thing? The answer is, Shani Isat Klavim, Huil Vefshal Faisan Benevela, because bottom line, the shepherd could eat the whole thing and give them some dead meat, nevela. Umid Leil Rav Chista Huil, but that means Rav Chista is using the principle of Huil when it comes to Ochal Nefesh. Vayidmar, we have the Machloket, Ha'ofem Yom Tov L'chol. What happens if you bake on Yom Tov for Chol? Rav Chista Mar Lokeh says you got makor for violating Yom Tov. Rama Mar Eino Lokeh. Rama says not. Rav Chista Mar Lokeh. Why? Because Lomrin and Hoyel Mikla Leo Mechala Leorchim Chazilei. Says after all, you're baking at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Tov. It could be that at 5 o'clock, 100 people are going to come into your house and you're going to have to feed them. So Rav Chisda says, we don't take that into consideration. Bottom line, you baked on Yom Tov for chol. So Ashkelon Mechai says, we don't say that principle, because Rabba did. Rabba Einu Lo Kemrin Hoil. So Rabba says the principle of Hoil, which is, since right now, theoretically, you could need that bread, therefore you're not Lo Kem, Rav Chisda doesn't accept it. So Rav Chisda doesn't accept Hoil when it comes to Ochol Nefesh. And we're talking about Hoil Vefshar. Rather, don't say that Rav Chisda's reason is that you could possibly feed the klavim, this meat, and then you would have a whole bread for the person. We're talking about a case where there really is a nevela around. You could certainly give them the nevela, and they'd be happy. Okay, Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna. The people who live out there who have the responsibility to give bread to the army that comes through, the non-Jewish army that comes through and bivouacs, can they bake it on Yom Tov for them? Let's see. If we give them some of their bread, we give some of their bread to one of our kids, and they don't care, then each bread is really fit to give to one of our kids, and therefore Vishari, we could bake all of them. But if they're makpi, then asur. Then we can't, because baking for the non-Jews. A story about Shimon Timani not coming on Yom Tov to the Beit HaMidrash. Shachar, the next day, Mitzah, Rabbi Yudam and Bava Amar, the name Malabata, Mish, the Beit HaMidrash, why didn't you come to the Beit HaMidrash? Amar, lo, Baleshet Ba'ali, Reinu, Vikshalach, Tofet, Kol Ha'ir. There was an army coming through town, and they wanted to take the whole town. We shechted a calf for them, we fed it to them, made them happy, and Patanum Shalom, we sent them on their way. I think that you gained everything you gained, you lost equally. Because the Torah said you're not allowed to cook or bake or slaughter for ochal nefesh for non-Jews. But after all, we could have eaten from that calf too. Clearly this is not a case of danger for life, otherwise there wouldn't be a question. So Yosef says it was an egel trefa. It was a trefa, and therefore the Jews could not have eaten from it. Hachazi the klavim. Yeah, but we could have fed it to our dog, so what's the problem? Tanoihi, the answer is that it's machloket tanaim, where the feeding animals is something that's mutar, meaning violating Yom Tov for feeding preparation food of animals is mutar. Tanoihi, the Tanya. Ach, asher echal l'chol nefesh u'levado yasalachem, at that which could be eaten by any soul. Mashva shema l'chol nefesh, shomayani afil nefesh beimav mashva. It sounds like even animals. Kinyan shema, makin nefesh beimai shalmena. After all, in the end of Emor, an animal is called a nefesh. Talmud Omer lachem. Therefore, the Torah says lachem. Lachem v'lo leklavim. You and not your dogs. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the fact that this egel was a trefa still doesn't permit it to us because we could only prepare for the dogs. Rekiva Omer afilu nefesh beimav mashma. Rekiva disagrees. Says you can prepare for your dogs. And kelemat Talmud Omer lachem. What's lachem? Lachem v'lo lenochrim. It just excludes for non-Jews. Why are you including animals and allowing yourself to do malacha for animals on Yom Tov, of food preparation, but not for non-Jews? The answer is very simple. I'm obligated to feed my animals. I'm not obligated to feed a non-Jew, some neighbor, somebody else. So he said to Rabbi Yosef Glili, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he says, we're not allowed to do malacha for a klavim, how are we allowed to throw them these date seeds on Yom Tov, the Muktzah? Amaleh huav chazul asaka, because they could be used in a fire, which we're allowed to make on Yom Tov. Zitenach biyabeshto, that works if they're dried. Retiv tamayik alamem, or what if they're moist? Amaleh chazul asakadol, you could throw them to a big fire, they'd still work as fuel. Tenach biyom tov, b'shabbat mayik alamem, that's fine for Yom Tov, but Shabbat there's no such heter, why are we allowed to feed them with those things? Metatalin alahu agav rifta, we carry it with bread, we put it on bread, and we bring it out to them. You can use bread for anything, as a plate, and therefore, since bread is okay, you put it on top. Look at Rishum and Levi. He's at odds with Rishum and Levi. Rishum and Levi, Mizamnin etanochri b'Shabbat. You may invite a non-Jew to come eat with you on Shabbat, Mizamnin etanochri b'Yom Tov, but not on Yom Tov. Zer Hashemi Yerbe Bishvilo, because you may add make more food for him. So therefore, according to him, you certainly couldn't have slaughtered this animal for the non-Jews, saying, well, since I could have fed it to the dogs, etc., I could make it. You're not allowed to. You can't even invite them on Shabbat, because you're going to leave something over in the kosot, and they'll deal with it, and then it's going to make the kosot problematic because of ayin nesach. Hiachi didan nami, so ours is also a problem. Didan chazal and tanigolin. Ours is fit for the chickens, meaning that the problem here is that our leftover stuff is just mukta because it's disgusting. The answer is, yeah, we could still feed it to the chickens. Didn't Rami Chaz the Tanigolin, theirs is also. Did Hui Suri Hanan, you know, that's not true. Their wine that they touched is Asur Bana, we can't feed it to anybody. But the Lino Agav Kosa, so why don't we carry it with the cup? Milo Marav Mataltalin Kanuna Agav Kitme, you can carry a kli with the ashes in it. Afagav the Ikale Shiva Eitzim, even though there's broken wood in it, which is mukta. So Hatam of Yisro Hanoninu, that's not Yisro Hanah, that's just Muktzah. Hacha Yisro Hanoninu, here the cup is Yisro, the wine is Yisro Hanah, because V'yayin Nesach. So we're more Machmer. Amar Rav Acha Midiv to the Avinah, he said, well, why don't we just treat it like a chamber pot? And that's Mutar, and something that's certainly no Hanah. Amar Lei, Mi Yosin, V'chi Yosin Megraf Shal Re'i, V'chatchila, we don't declare something to be have that status of a Graf Shal Re'i, V'chatchila. Abre Rava Lamar Shmuel with Darash. Rava took our Shmuel out and he had him publicly say, "Mezamnim Tanochri b'Shabbat. You're allowed to invite an Ochri over on Shabbat. Ve'em Mezamnim Tanochri b'Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov. Zemah Yer Hashem Yer Rabbi Shmuel, because you might make more food for him. Remember Zutok, you have a Mikol who Nochri b'Yom Tov. When a non-Jew would come to their house on Yom Tov, Amrule, they'd say, 'I Nechalach Ma'iduch Trichalan. If you're happy with what we've already made for ourselves and you don't mind.'" Mutav, fine. I can't make more for you. Be aware of it in advance, and then it's okay. Okay, the next Mishnah, you're not allowed to heat up water just to wash off your feet unless they are that's potable water. They allow it. You're allowed to make a bonfire and warm up your body. The question is that last statement a consensus or also only Beit Hillel? So Yibayelahu, Haim Dura Mang Tanila. Who's the author of the Midura ruling? Divrei Kolhi, is it everybody? Veshanilhu the Beit Shammai Ben Hanan Kol Gufo Lanate Rachad, and Beit Shammai distinguish between benefiting your whole body, which they allow, and just one part of your body, like your feet. Odom Beit Hillel Tanila. Maybe it's only Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai Lo Shanilhu. Beit Shammai say you can't make a bonfire for any of it. The answer is we have a clear braita in which Beit Shammai also do not allow a medura. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah on the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.